34 pages to outline the Pentagon's new national defense strategy and tell allies they need to handle their own security. The defense blueprint reinforces Trump's America First philosophy, making that clear from its opening line.
For too long, the US government neglected, even rejected, putting Americans and their concrete interests first.
Its primary concern is now security of the US homeland and Western Hemisphere, including narco-trafficking and immigration. It's a break from the 2022 report under the Biden administration, where China was described as the most comprehensive and serious challenge to US national security. Now China is priority number two, and the report says the US should deter Beijing through strength, not confrontation.
Our goal in doing so is not to dominate China, nor is it to strangle or humiliate them. Rather, our goal is simple: to prevent anyone, including China, from being able to dominate us or our allies.
There's no mention of Taiwan in the report, despite US intelligence believing China aims to take the island by force in the next year. As for the rest of the region, the document hints at a reduction of US presence in the Korean Peninsula, saying Seoul is capable of taking primary responsibility for deterring North Korea with more limited US support. The message is clear: the US's allies will be expected to shoulder more of their own defense. That applies to Europe too. Russia, which appears 89 times in the 2022 report, is now largely in the background and dubbed a persistent but manageable threat to NATO's eastern members, despite its ongoing war in Ukraine. And while climate change featured heavily in the 2022 report as a transboundary threat, 4 years on, it's not mentioned at all.